Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is 15 ways to think about money. What if we told you that most of you were thinking about money in the wrong way? The average person has no idea what money really is and how to leverage it for a life filled with freedom. They use it to pay bills, buy food, and acquire things they use for a limited amount of time before they're eventually unusable. By the end of this video, the way your mind comprehends the concept of money will dramatically change. Are you ready for it? Here are 15 ways to think about money. Number 1. Money is a tool that allows you to move value across space and time. For most people, money is emotional. It's personal. But your reality changes once you realize money is no different than a car or a vacuum cleaner. It serves a specific purpose. If the car takes you from point A to B, money takes value from point A to B. You extract value at your job and then transport that value to a different place at a different time. The more you think about it, the more you realize how true and simple this actually is. You see, money is very similar to a traditional car. It'll take you wherever you wish, as long as you're a good enough driver. Number 2. Use money to buy yourself peace and you'll end up with happiness. You can't get to happiness without first getting to peace. When they say money can't buy happiness directly, they fail to mention that money can buy you peace. Here's how that breaks down. Peace comes from a lack of stress and worry. When we feel safe and that our future is predictably positive, we worry less because we are no longer worried about what we are going to eat tomorrow, about where we're going to sleep, or if that tiger is hiding in the bushes. Money buys that because these are money problems. Once you've bought your safety, you're left with non-money problems, like how do I feel about myself, about my relationships, and what do I need to do in life to feel fulfilled? Once you buy yourself peace, you'll eventually arrive at happiness. Number 3. Broke is temporary, poor is forever. There's a big difference between being broke and being poor. Broke, you have no money. Poor, you have no way of getting out of the no money situation. So are you broke or are you poor? Poor people accept that their reality is permanent and unchangeable. They teach their children that they are poor and destined to be poor as well. It's the man, the system, the universe that keeps them that way. The only people who escape poverty are those who acknowledge that they are currently broke, but there are options to change that. They don't believe that broke is permanent. They believe that change is up to them, even if it means pushing harder than others who maybe got dealt a better hand to begin with. You see, the broke seek to better themselves. They want tomorrow to be slightly better than today and are willing to work for it. They look at the process from a gradual perspective. The poor only think of the world in black and white terms. Their wish is to be rich, not to not be poor anymore. Re-listen to this point as many times as you need to until you're confident you're actually broke, not poor. Only then can you begin to move up. Number 4. There's no such thing as a money cap. Want to know a secret we found out only after we became rich? Here it is. There is no limit to money or success in this world. Growing up, for some reason, we're always taught there's a limit to money, on how much a company could pay an employee. This stems from the idea of being paid by the hour and the fact that there's a limit to the number of hours you can work in a day. This is factory-based remuneration and brainwashing. The moment we transitioned to the other side of the curtain, the truth was revealed to us. Money is unlimited. They have a literal printer that goes brrrr whenever the market asks for more. Innovation is unlimited. Everything done today will be done faster, cheaper, and better tomorrow. Money is an infinite resource because, as you'll find out in the last point on this list, money actually isn't real. It's something the rich made up. Number 5. First, you learn. Then remove the L. You're paid in proportion to the value you can add to the marketplace. The truth is, you can always increase your value output through education. Learn to use new tools and your productivity will increase, and so will how much you're paid. Learn to build systems. Learn to communicate and build teams. Learn specific techniques by watching the masters. You want to stop being broke? Start learning things that are valuable. The problem most people encounter is that they have no idea how to learn. When we say education, their mind immediately goes back to being in school. Horrible. Learning how to learn is the ultimate skill one can possess, because once you get it, everything else out there is up for grabs. Our life changed once continuous learning became part of our daily life. Anything you want to achieve in life can be learned. We actually developed a unique framework called Learning Mastery, which will become available for purchase in September. Make sure you're on the waiting list by going to alux.com/learn. Take your learning, your memory, and your life optimization to the next level. Number 6, money grows on trees if you know what seeds to plant. Here's what most people do. They go to work, they put in effort, they get paid, and then they go and spend that money. How dumb is that? They do this because the average person has no idea there are money trees out there, where if instead of spending the money, you plant it and nurture it and it grows into more money. Do that enough times and you don't have to work anymore, you can just eat off of the money tree. This is the simplest way to explain the inequality of wealth around the world. The poor spend money while the rich have money trees. Look, we know what you're thinking, and are you ready for us to call you out on your bullshit? You're thinking, but Alux, I've got bills to pay, I've got debt, I've got to spend that money to feed my kids or keep the lights on. But here's the brutal truth. Almost everyone around the world has more money than they need to survive. If you're able to work, you have excess capital. The reason why there's never enough money to plant trees is because you also want comfort. You crave it. You tell yourself you need it. The TV, the Apple Watch, the new phone, that poster you have in your room. In reality, you don't need any of those. They're just comfort. You're like a bird in a cage that's getting fed twice a day. You're comfortable, but not free. The truth is, some of you have no desire to be free. You love the comfort, so you stop complaining about the cage. And that's fine if it works for you. The moment you start sacrificing comfort, you realize just how much capital there is in your life, and that's the key to your freedom. Now ask yourself, do you want freedom badly enough to sacrifice comfort? Number 7. Money is never yours, it's just your turn to hold it. The entire world economy relies on spending, on money changing hands from one person to the next. Your entire financial life changes once you realize money is constantly flowing. You want money? Move yourself in life with the flow of money in the marketplace. It's really that easy. All you have to do is take part in the marketplace of exchanges. And once you have it, it's just a matter of time until you give it to someone else in exchange for something you yourself value more than money. Look around and teach yourself to see the flow of money. Ask yourself, who's got my money? Who's got money willing to pass down, and what are they looking for? And that, dear Aluxers, is exactly how every single one of you will be rich. Number 8. You're not actually spending money, you're spending your time encapsulated. We hate spending money because we understand this incredibly valuable lesson. You know how they say time is money? This will blow your mind, but it's actually the other way around. Money is time. What is the cost for you to get money? What are you trading it for? Yes, it's your know-how, talent, and skills, but at the end of it all, it's your time that you're selling. What you know how to do in that time is just a multiplier put on the value of your time. Let's say you earn $100 per hour, and if that sounds like a lot to you, you need to reevaluate some things because that's barely above $200,000 per year, assuming you work 40 hours a week nonstop. When you go to buy a $40,000 car, you're not paying with money, you're paying with time, 400 hours of your life to be precise. The groceries you just purchased cost you 2 hours worth of work, plus the 40 minutes you spent in the store browsing the aisles, time which you were unable to monetize. If you want to take control of your financial life, you need to start thinking about spending in terms of time, not money. How much time do I have to work in order to afford this? That's where the true value of your spending gets revealed to you. Number 9. With debt, you're not borrowing money, you're buying it at a higher price than it's worth. Stop thinking about debt the way you currently do. You're not borrowing money, you're renting money. Borrowing implies you return the item back to me after you've used it. I lent you my iPad, you read the story, then you gave it back. It's the same iPad, you just used it for a while. With money, it's not like that. You're paying me to use my iPad before returning it back, and if you don't give it back, I can take the iPad and make you sell your house for the difference. You need to stop buying overpriced money. Here's how we want you to think about this. Every time you borrow money, you're robbing time and effort from your future self. Future you is getting screwed by the present you, and it won't be long until you become future you. So stop screwing yourself with debt. Number 10. Money is a fungible token. Yep, we're going there. For those unfamiliar with crypto, it means that money is replaceable with similar money in the same value. A $100 bill is worth the same as every other $100 bill. This property is called fungibility. Fun word, right? Many things are fungible and most of them are valuable, but there is an entire different world once you get rich where you enter the non-fungible token world. Take the Mona Lisa, for example. The original Mona Lisa is worth substantially more than every other Mona Lisa in existence. All the value lies with the original. If you want to become super wealthy in life, you need to become non-fungible, or own things that are non-fungible and have value. If this point got your mind twisted, maybe it's easier to start with the basics of blockchain and Bitcoin. Go to alox.com/Bitcoin and check out our Blockchain Essentials course. It's the first stepping stone in your digital journey. Number 11. Your money is your army. Send it out there and bring back prisoners. Your money is made out of $1 soldiers. You want them out there aggressively conquering land as market share and bringing back prisoners as your army grows. You want your money to be smart and not allow itself to be captured by the enemy. The more money you can deploy, the higher your chance of winning the war. If you don't have enough money to begin with, consider guerrilla tactics to get the upper hand. We feel like this point probably only makes sense for some of you, and those are the ones who are going to make it. Number 12. You chose this life, you might as well make money out of it. You chose to do this. There wasn't anything else to do, so you might as well cash in. Otherwise, what's the point, right? If you know, you know. This has been at the core of discipline. When talking about money, we think in terms of choices. We chose this life. We choose to keep doing this. We want to get good at this. In order to compete with the all-time greats, we need to make money not only to sustain ourselves, but to reinvest and grow, to buy new tools, to hire more people, to train the staff, to do things that nobody else has done before. If this is your purpose, if this is what you want to do for the rest of your life, make sure you give it your all. How are you supposed to quit after such a short period of time? How are you supposed to quit when you haven't made the money you really wanted to make? You gotta refocus. Number 13. The problem with money is it doesn't hold its value in time unless invested. This video is meant to change the way you think about money, and none of them is as true as the fact that money has been losing its power every day for the past 50 years. And here's a graph to prove it. With the same amount of effort and time, you can buy 25 times less stuff than you could have 100 years ago. The US dollar has depreciated 25 times, and most countries use the US dollar as their reserve currency. If you live outside of the US, your national currency probably depreciates even more. That's why the rich don't keep money in the bank or under the mattress, because every day the money you hold loses value. Rich people look at cash the way everyone looks at ice cubes in a warm room. Don't hold the cash in your hand for too long because you might see it melt away. Click in the top right corner and you'll find one of our best videos to date focusing on why money is becoming worthless, which is extremely valuable today. Number 14. Not all money is the same. Most people have a maximalist approach when it comes to money, and here's what that means. People in Europe think in euro. People in the US think in dollars. People in Russia think in rubla. They're accustomed to unidirectional thinking. The moment you zoom out, the world changes, and the difference in value of money is revealed to you. Life becomes amazing when you earn in US dollars, but spend in Indonesian rupiahs or the Costa Rican colón. There is an entire world out there of financial arbitrage that could dramatically change the quality of your life. $1 million in Los Angeles barely buys you an apartment, while $1 million in Vietnam can buy a hotel and provide for you for the rest of your life. Go explore the world, Aluxers, and you'll find richness beyond money. Number 15. Money exists only in our minds. Yep, money isn't even real. Today it's just numbers on a screen. It's unlimited and used as fuel for the world. Money, at least the version we know since 1971, has been the biggest delusion history has ever seen. Money, much like religion, only exists in our minds and soul. The same with religion, the moment you get emotional about it, it'll control your life. The moment you take a step back and see it for what it is, you can reap all the benefits with none of the downsides. It's only when you believe money doesn't really matter that you escape the control of money, and that's also when you get rich. Alright, you listen to the podcast, so you get an exclusive bonus, and that is, money will eventually be decentralized. As humans, we do not need the monetary supply of the world to be run by an individual, a country, or a group of countries. We now have the technology to write the monetary supply of the entire world in code. The fact that a group of people can decide to rob you of your wealth by printing as much money as they want is mind-blowing to us. Money is a universal tool of exchange, and exchanges should always be free, safe, and frictionless. Everything happening in the crypto space is just the beginning. It's a discovery that is yet to mature and gain mass adoption. Once it does, though, true innovation will be built on top of the idea of decentralization. This will allow a real flow of money, a true meritocracy in terms of compensation. For the past 6 years, we've seen a blockchain ecosystem evolve. And if you haven't begun learning about this next step in the evolution of mankind, we strongly recommend you do so. The future is being built right now, and those who understand what's happening can reserve themselves a seat at the table. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.